Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello and welcome to Hicksville with a roundup of events coming up this week.
Avec Véronica.
But before that, let's look back to last week when the English women's football team were driven in a victory parade to Buckingham Palace. It's really been a good year for female visibility, or optics as they now say. So often the complaint has been, particularly in the theatre, that there aren't enough parts for women, especially older women, or stories about women, or where women take the lead. Well, on the London stage, as I speak, we have, I would say, the opposite. Writers and producers are clearly listening. At the Donmar, there's Intimate Apparel by Lynn Nottage, that's a euphemism for sexy underwear, by the way, set in New York in 1900 about an unmarried African-American seamstress who, dearly wishing she had a sweetheart, falls for the blandishments of a fella who promises her everything, before she's even met him. Down at the National Theatre, Inter Alia by Susie Miller with Rosamund Pike, Cambridge-educated erstwhile Bond girl and Gone Girl, is playing a female judge in a tour de force performance as she passes sentence in a court of law, tries to impart maternal wisdom to her son, plays the submissive wife, sings karaoke, and is still the one to lay the table for a dinner party. One of the balls she's juggling is bound to fall. Currently touring the country, 90-year-old thespian Anne Reed is playing Her Majesty the Queen by royal appointment, looking back at the significant outfits she wore over her long reign with her loyal female dresser who served her till the end. Compton Mackenzie's novel, Extraordinary Women, has been put to music. It's about women in Greek mythology and the power struggles there. A few months ago, we had The Years, a graphic depiction of a woman's life played by several actresses. At Opera Holland Park this summer, Lucia di Lammermoor was definitely dealt a rotten hand by Sir Walter Scott, though a wonderful role for the soprano lead. And La Traviata, another woman more sinned against than sinning. Women's stories are everywhere, and filling our bookshops too. The Women, a moving account of a nurse during the Vietnam War, and this weekend a friend slipped a book through my letterbox called All Fours, which I'm told is about desire and the menopause. I can't wait. But how do I move from all that across the channel to the jazz? Well, I'll tell you. Following in the tracks of the great Eleanor of Aquitaine, our erstwhile queen. I was recording a history book about King Philip Augustus of France, whose nemesis was Henry II, Eleanor's second husband. But I didn't know that he imprisoned her for 16 years. But she emerged as strong as ever and lived into her 80s. What a role model. And what a bunch of conniving feckless sons she had. Someone should definitely make a film about her. So now this week, in her and our beloved Gascony, there's the festival Utopia, which is very French and word-based, so quite demanding for some. It starts with a Molière work that has never been performed. All this week in the Jardin des Marronniers, we have the festival of the Bleu en Bleu. The sets start at 8:30 and then 10 in the evening, and on Sunday at 11 and at 6. On Thursday the 7th, a lantern procession at the church in Florence. Just last week, it was Switzerland's National Day, the 1st of August, and that's what they do, lantern parades in every village. We have music from De Silibas at Flamarance on Friday, and Saint-Radegonde and Tanné are en fête this weekend. The Marriage of Figaro brings the Nuit Musicale Armagnac to a close in Condom on the 9th, and if none of this appeals, we have trotting races at the Hippodrome at Gasterin on Sunday. And if you see our logo DFM 930 and two chaps with microphones, don't be shy. Come and talk to us.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
From this female of the species, à la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com